Van Wallace and Darwin both didn't live this long. They'd have a real secret to steal. Bureaucrats. The answer that was subsequently to come from his work was descent and divergence through natural selection. I want you to see the guy's fraud. As demanded by changes in the species environment, Wallace detailed the struggle for existence and all the other things that were at the heart of evolutionary theory. Skip, skip, skip. The paper contained the first complete exposition in writing of the concept that is now referred to as the Darwinian theory. Must have been quite a shock to Darwin, who in his species notebook, by his own handwriting, confessed that how selection could be applied to organisms living in a state of nature is pure mystery to me. For 16 years, Darwin had been stuck at a crossroads in his writings, baffled by the mechanism of such changes in nature. But immediately after receiving Wallace's paper, he wrote his friend Hooker to announce he had finally solved the riddle. Darwin, 16 years hung up. This poor guy over there in a delirium writing somebody respect. It reminds me of my younger days when I used to respect certain churchmen. For 16 years, Darwin had been stuck at the crossroads. At least, you know, old Wallace was down there getting robbed in a delirium. Bugs were crawling all around. For 16 years, I think I said that before. For 16 years, Darwin had, am I boring you? For 16 years, Darwin had been stuck at a crossroads in his writing, baffled by the mechanism. Shortly after receiving Wallace's paper, he wrote his friend Hooker to announce he had finally solved the riddle. In his autobiography, Darwin admits that the solution escaped him until almost the last moment. This letter, written to Hooker, dated June 8th, neglected to mention that he had received Wallace's paper. Then 10 days later, he told Lyell that he had just received Wallace's paper and forwarded it to him. Researchers have searched for the envelope Wallace's paper came in. It seems mysteriously to have disappeared. You know, that's some proto-stamp collector. Darwin then admitted to Lyell that Wallace's manuscript caught him by surprise, claiming he never saw a more striking coincidence than that between his own work and Wallace's. Even his terms, Darwin said, now stand as heads of my chapters. Darwin also claimed there's nothing in Wallace's sketch which is not written out much fuller in my sketch. Finally, Darwin appealed to his good friend Lyell to tell him how to shield his priority and ask him to inform Hooker of the matter. Lyell and Hooker were astounded by Wallace's Ternate paper and decided to have it read at the upcoming meeting of the Linnean Society on July 1st. The Linnean Society was England's foremost scientific forum, and both Lyell and Hooker were members of its ruling council, concerned for their friend's priority with the discovery. Nice to have friends in high places. Lyell and Hooker then deceived the council by saying that Darwin and Wallace were best of friends and had worked together. Sounds like a meeting of presbyters. And asked that some extracts from Darwin's incomplete 1844 sketch on species and his letter to Asa Gray be read after Wallace's paper to add some support to it. After permission was granted, their further maneuvering resulted in Darwin's piecemeal material being read to the awed scientific assembly before Wallace's extremely articulate and complete paper. When these two friends in high places got done, Darwin's little piecemeal outfit was read first. This way, Darwin's priority was supposedly maintained. The deception was quite effective. No one knew Wallace, but everyone knew that Darwin had been toiling on the evolution riddle for decades. Therefore, Darwin's name became one with Wallace's solution. the discovery detailed in this Ternate paper plagiarized by Darwin. In fact, there was no discussion of the principle of divergence and natural selection in Darwin's 1844 sketch, and in the letter to Gray, Darwin had not substantiated his so-called solution. Pages keep going on. They're going to have to finish Darwin some other time. But I'll tell you this much, I've already read enough to know the guy was a fraud. Just think, this fellow's been crammed down our throat as the proper successor to God. And the church world's been afraid he might actually upseat God if we didn't lock him out. I believe the truth can stand exposure. It's the other people that want to hide. Get off the defensive, church world, and understand that Jesus said, I am not only the way and the life, the truth. There is no area of human knowledge that if you'll open yourself up and pursue it, will not lead you to questions that only God and His Word can answer, or will lead you to a position that simply highlights the answer that God's Word has provided. You take God's Word, and the mysteries of the universe can begin to be synthesized with true scholarship. Don't worry about God. You're never going to think up a question